and welcome to Guided Truths 365. We're bringing news, updates, and coaching tips. My name is Letitia, and you know, there's a lot of people that are listening to this for the first time. So we do go through anything from health, which is what I currently do as a profession, through to just general news and business and coaching tips as well. So today's episode 16, and I wanted to touch a little bit on commitment and also, you know, it's very difficult when you plan your day, you plan your weekends, you plan your trip, whatever you're planning, and then the other person or the other person that is involved lets you down. So, you know, what's the best way to deal with, you know, that lack of commitment when we're dealing with these type of people, and how do you also, you know, compensate for that lack of commitment as well? Because, you know, I had traveled up to Auckland. I had all my clients that I was seeing. You know, day one, he rings me, says that, you know, something's come up. And these things happen. Like, it's not done on purpose. It's not, he's not making it up, but it is, it's just life. Like, people can't make appointments. And so we then rescheduled it, and then to the next day, and then the next day something come up. So it's like, then how do you balance that? How do we, you know, that's put me out, that's put everybody else out. You know, it's cost financially. It's coming out of my pocket, but it's business. It's just the way it is, and people have things come up in life. So we just need to learn to balance it and predict it. Like, you know, these things are going to happen, and it is what it is. And I think the best way to deal with it is to do that, is to just accept what it is, hope for the best for the next trip, and then you just keep going. There's no point dwelling on it, there's no point getting upset about it, there's no point making, you know, thinking this or thinking that. It is just what it is, and you just get on with it. Utilize your time in another way that's going to benefit you, and move on. But I think that's probably one of the biggest catches that people don't think about is, you know, what happens if this happens, and you do have to counter that into your planning. You know, you may have a set plan, but it's not always going to go the way that you want it to go, and you have to think about the other options. If this doesn't happen, if such and such happens, what happens if they can't make it, what happens if the hotel is booked out, if we haven't booked in advance? So there's all of these things that you've got to think about and take into consideration, and can change the plan a little bit, you know. So it's just learning to adapt to it, accept what it is, and then just make, you know, use that time wisely for something else, and then move on, and hopefully, you know, it works out next time. But anyway, that was today. It was more just saying, you know, how do we deal with, I suppose it's a little bit of uncertainty. You know, even when we are planning things, it is uncertain. We don't know. We just, you know, have a plan in our mind, and this is how it's going to go. But it's not always going to go to your plan. So just learning to deal with that, how we deal with it, and then how we use that time is really important for moving forward. So that's it today. Tuning in again tomorrow.